Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, we're giving away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today, a free Devil Radio designer t-shirt designed by Crute himself. A lot to talk about. We're going to get right to history in the making. Yesterday, the House passed two bills. One of them, H.R. 1, a voter rights bill. It's for the people bill. It's possibly, outside of the COVID relief bill, the most important bill they're going to pass this term. It passed 220 to 210. One Democrat switched, voted for the Republicans against it. Two Republicans chickened out. They didn't vote at all. They wanted to vote for it. They didn't have the guts to vote for it. But it passed by 10 votes, 220 to 210. It does a lot of things. I'm going to mention three of them. First of all, it standardized voting for federal elections, and especially presidential elections around the country. It will stop the efforts by a lot of states right now. There's something like 160 bills that have put in various states to restrict voting, for voter repression. What this does is it permits same-day registration and voting. It regulates and limits how IDs have to be shown, provides for absentee ballots, mail-in ballots, drop boxes, sufficient voting machines so that there's only a 30-minute wait in any precinct in the country. And basically, every good initiative, a lot of them we have in place in Wisconsin right now, that avoids fraud, screens it out, but makes it easier for people to vote. The second thing it does is requires every state to appoint a Fair Maps Commission, an independent group that will redistrict so there won't be gerrymandering. Another thing that it does, it requires presidential candidates and vice presidential candidates to disclose their tax returns. This thing is a wish list. It's a bill about every good initiative that I can think of that everybody in private conversations has said, why don't we have that already? Why don't we have it already? And they passed it yesterday. It's a great bill. Now it goes to the Senate. The Senate has a very similar bill, SB 1, and it will pass. We have 50 Democrats. We have Kamala Harris as the tiebreaker. The problem is in the Senate, they have the filibuster. And so far, they haven't gotten rid of it. So it takes 60 votes, 10 Republicans. And even though some Republicans have shown magnificent courage, somebody like Mitt Romney, somebody like Lisa Murkowski, and the seven that voted to convict Trump in this latest impeachment trial, a lot of them are not going to vote for this, and we're not going to get 10. So how are we going to do it till someday in the future when we have 60 Democratic senators? I'll tell you what my idea is, and it's a compromise with Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema of Arizona have said they won't vote to get rid of the filibuster. Here's an irony. The filibuster rule requires 60 votes to pass things, except for budget reconciliation, but 51 senators can get rid of the filibuster. Now, if all 50 senators voted to get rid of the filibuster, Kamala Harris came in and broke the tie, say 50 Republicans against, we get rid of it. But without Manchin and Sinema, we can't. So what I would go to Manchin and Sinema and I'd say, look, we'll keep the filibuster, except for individual bills that are so important that go to good government and the integrity of our democracy, then we'll sit down with Moscow Mitch and explain we need 10 Republican votes. If you won't give them to us, we will lift the filibuster for that bill only. for that bill only. Then we'll do budget reconciliation, which only requires 51 votes for infrastructure, and then we'll go on down the line. And if it's super important and it's needed to preserve our democracy, we'll go back in, get rid of the filibuster. Moscow Mitch got rid of the filibuster for Supreme Court appointments. Moscow Mitch got rid of the filibuster for Court of Appeals appointments. So we don't want to hear him be crying any tunes, okay? The fact of the matter is that's the only way to do this. We need fair maps commissions. We need honest voting, absentee ballot. Another thing that this bill does is prevents states from throwing people off the rolls, the voter rolls, without verifying that they've moved or died. Not just saying, oh, you didn't vote last time. Guy goes, well, that was a February primary. I don't vote in February primaries. Too bad, so sad. You're off the rolls. No, no, we're not going to do that anymore. Georgia, they'll do it in Atlanta and Democratic areas and not other areas. We're not doing that anymore. We're not doing that anymore. And it also requires presidents to disclose their returns. And frankly, if Trump had had to do that, he wouldn't have been elected because there would have been the fingerprints of the commie Ruskies all over his money, all over Trump's money. Well, we got an early quarter caller, Slammer from Madison, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
Good morning, gentlemen. This calls for police reform. And yesterday, they finally moved forward a bill on eliminating qualified immunity for law enforcement officers. And I'd like a better explanation for the listeners. My understanding is what happens now is if an officer uses a chokehold that's proven, he's in trouble. He's not protected. I don't know that that's ever going to really happen. I hope that it does, where they can prosecute someone for that. And we'll see what happens with this George Floyd case. But these communities that are stuck with law enforcement officers that for some reason they just absolutely can't get rid of the problem guys, qualified immunity being eliminated means that the communities, to my understanding, would have to provide additional pay to the officers. They bond themselves out with their insurance. And if they can't buy insurance because of their past actions or their behaviors, they're no longer law enforcement officers. Is that correct in your thinking, Matt?
Well, here's the deal. What Slammer is referring to is, yep, there was another bill passed yesterday, the George Floyd Act. Yes, what it did is it put in reforms, in my view, needed reforms on policing. But I think it's much more complicated than that. And let me explain a couple of things. First of all, 99% of officers are fine people who risk their lives really every day. They risk their lives every day. And I do not want to second guess some guy, his wife and two kids at home. He walks into an alley and a guy jumps out and brandishes something at him. He's got to be able to protect himself. He cannot possibly gamble to say, oh, well, maybe my wife will be a widow. That ain't going to happen. Now, the problem is that as with any group, there are bad officers, just like there are bad politicians, there are bad senators, there are bad bank presidents, there are bad bank tellers. There are bad people who work for companies. There are bad people who own companies. It's just a few of them, just a few of them. So you have a handful of people that have just killed people on the job who are unarmed and were not in danger. They had the guy subdued and then they strangle him. George Floyd, they strangle the guy after he's subdued. The guy out in New York, they strangle the poor guy, Gardner, after he's subdued. Guy in Kenosha, shoot him in the back 7 times as he gets into a car slowly with his kids in the back seat. That's what this is directed at. And by the way, the Trump administration has announced that they're going to look into the George Floyd murder again, and they may go forward with federal prosecution as well as state to bring more resources to bear. I think
they
should
do
that
with Cory Gardner out in
New York. You mean the
Biden administration,
correct, Matt? And I think they should do that in Kenosha. They should look at that again. Local DAs cannot possibly prosecute because they'll lose their positions in an election because the Republicans will come in and lie about them.
Matt,
now,
I just want to correct.
When it comes to qualified immunity, that's very much misunderstood. First of all, I do not want police officers just regularly sued. They don't make that much money having to get their own lawyers and all that kind of stuff. You do not want that. However, if there are the bad ones, you want the municipality to respond in damages. There is a doctrine of qualified immunity just at common law. with, you know, if a, if an office holder is, does something, there has to be a showing other than the fact that he did it, that it was not in the course of his duties and it wasn't reasonable and so on. Now, with the police officers, there's another, Luke, you got something to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to correct the record real quick. You said the Trump administration was looking into the George
I beg your
Floyd.
Pardon. Yep. I beg your
just
pardon.
Just wanted to correct it to
no,
the
Biden.
It was
a nightmare. Is the Biden administration.
Biden administration.
So what you want, though, is people. But I don't want to govern a police department by criminal prosecution. That isn't fair to these guys. They have to have guidelines. And I'll say what the guidelines are. Do not kill somebody who's unarmed. If you do, there's a presumption that you're going to be fired. And a presumption that the police chief will be fired for not training you. That's a rebuttable presumption. You can say, yeah, he was unarmed, but he jumped out with a toy gun. Okay, that's fair enough. But if he's lying on the ground and you strangle him, out you go, in addition to any prosecution. The second thing is police unions have got to be reined in. They should be able to bargain like any union about wages and so forth. They should not be able to bargain about use of deadly force. They should not be able to hold press conferences attacking their superior officers, which are the mayor and people on the common council. And you can't have them, like in some cases, Minneapolis and New York, telling politicians, okay, we don't like you. We're not going to enforce. We're not going to respond to calls in your district. That ain't happening anymore. So, Slammer, thanks for calling in. That's just part of it. We'll get into the rest of that bill later, but it's a very important bill and a good bill. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.